If you had something in back of the door, where would you say it was?
Well, you'd call it a...
I mean, you'd say, somebody'd say, where's the broom? You'd say it's...
Back of the door, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you say behind the door sometimes?
Yeah, it's mostly behind
Which
the door.
Which one sounds most natural to you?
Well, generally behind the door here in this country.
And then what does your wife usually do on Monday and Tuesday?
Well, she generally washes.
Mm-hmm. And then after she washes, she has to do what?
She has to iron and all that.
Most people, what's your name for the place where they send the clothes to get this done?
We call it cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaners around here.
Or maybe you might use another word sometimes.
Laundry, if you send them to the laundry, but if you have them laundered, you send them to the laundry. If you have them cleaned, mm-hmm. you send them to the cleaner, you know.
And what do you call this part on the front of the house that has a roof over it?
That's a porch.
Yeah. Do you ever call that anything else besides a porch?
No, not around here. They call it a porch. Nearly everybody around here calls them porches.
Well, what about the same thing on the back of the house? Usually smaller and maybe doesn't have a roof on it. Do you call that a porch too?
Yeah, they call it a porch too. No matter what's got a roof on or a roof off, it's just a porch.
Mm-hmm. But you'd probably say front porch and back
porch. Back porch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, if somebody comes in on a cold day and leaves the door open, what might you tell them to do?
Say, shut the door.
Yeah. And these boards on the side of the house, on a wooden house, what do you call those?
Up
you know,
they're
left.
Oh,
like
that's
this.
Weatherboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Weatherboarding.
Do you ever call those clapboards?
Well, a clapboard is what that's just an old board that's been split out, you see.
Well, just rough.
Rough. It's a clapboard, you see, and weatherboarding is dressed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you probably done some carpentering, I guess.
Oh, yeah, a little.
You, what do you call the thing you use to drive the nail?
Hammer.
And then, if somebody told you you don't know how to drive a nail, you had done a lot of it, so you might say, well, I sure do. I've done what?
Well, I've drove lots of them. Well, I know how or not. Yeah. That's generally the way you talk.
Well, then, what do you call the top of the house with the shingles on it?
Roof.
Mm-hmm. This boy here would say roof, I guess, wouldn't you, Phil?
Yes, I would.
Uh-huh.
See, some people say roof and some roof.
Yeah.
I say roof. I'm from Georgia.
Are you?
And Phil's from up in the northern part of Indiana.
Yeah.
So.
The Indiana people talk different, all different to Kentucky people, don't
yeah.
you think so?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference.
Where I was out with my boys out at Hammond this winter, right after Christmas, they don't speak at all like we do here.
No. Well, what do you call these things that catch the water around the eaves of the house?
They call them girders, round girders, or what's something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call them eaves troughs? Or
well, yeah, we have called them lead troughs. And,
mm-hmm.
But generally what we call lead troughs is lead off from the house.
Oh, I see. You get
and go to the cistern, you see,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
And what about the outdoor toilet? What's your name for that?
We just call it toilet, outdoor toilet.
Mm-hmm. You ever use the word privy?
Well, they have. I've heard some people say privy, but we always, at home, we just sit outdoor toilet.
And then you might have a little house out in the back of the, behind the house, where you keep your tools and such things.
That's a tool house.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a shed or?
Well, if it is a shed, we call it a shed, and if it is boxed up, we call it a
shed. I see a shed. Shed's open on
yeah.
one side.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a smokehouse, you know, out from the house,
yeah.
where you have your meat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.